gut and I can't get it out. But I appreciate what you've said, but I have a feeling it's kind of a family passing things on, and said I don't want something to happen to the senator and then the governor be part of the senator's family, and then they pick him as to succeed him, and then it's kind of an inherited thing. It's kind of a monarch, and said I'm against that.
Sandoval wouldn't want to come to the Senate.
I don't know, but he just said that I guess he either thought he'd come or that he'd name the man who would be elected. And he went into that some, and I said, well, all I've heard is that Russell's way ahead in all the polls. He said, yes, that's true. He said, I've got one coming out now, and I'm sure that's what it'll show. But he said, I have been in other races when the polls didn't reflect it, but said,
well,
I feel like if
the polls reflected, he'd win. I saw him. Right on the nose.
He said, I feel like that even if I were defeated, it'd be better to run and try it than not to try it at all. And I called Dick and told him what he said.
You might, of course, that's some time ago now, Mr. President. You get around to naming those judges, I imagine, within the next few weeks. He might have changed his mind since that time. You might feel him out again.
You know anything else?
Not a thing, Mr. President. Enjoyed seeing you the other night.
Thank you.
I enjoyed seeing you looking so well. I'm glad you're keeping your weight down. I hope you'll continue.
Thank you. Thank you, Herman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bye, sir.